Today, we're going to talk about an article that I wrote called 10 Steps to Enjoy the Holidays Without Regrets. Wow, how is it that the holidays are upon us? And they are. And not only the holidays, but I have 15 grandkids. Most of their birthdays are in the months of October, November, December. So we have so much fun over the next few months. Lots of family gatherings, lots of time together. Maybe you can relate. But sometimes we can make decisions, we can interact in ways that when the family all goes home, we have some regrets. So today we're going to visit that topic. 10 steps to enjoy the holidays without regrets. Holidays with family can stir up all kinds of emotions. For some, it's a time of gift giving and thankful reflection. For others, it means stressful family gatherings or a grievous reminder that a loved one you have lost is no longer with you. As holidays approach, we can look at 10 steps that you can practice to help prepare to celebrate in ways that you will not have regrets. Number one, realize the value of remembering God's faithfulness. In Joshua chapter 4, the Israelites were able to cross over the Jordan because God stopped the waters. As they crossed, Joshua instructed leaders to pick up stones to build a monument to God's faithfulness. Although Israel had witnessed miracles, God knew their propensity to forget, and yours and mine too, right? So he instructed Joshua to pick up stones from the very river that he'd stopped as a memorial to their children of his faithfulness. Not only was this monument to remind Israel of their descendants that they should fear the Lord forever, it would also serve as a testimony to all the people of all the earth that he is the mighty one true God. Joshua 4, 1 through 24 is where you'll find that story. God's works were not only for Israel, they were also a way of making his name known to all the nations. Remember when the spies entered Jericho and Rahab the harlot hid them? She said this, I love this. I know the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. That's Joshua 2, 9 through 11. When God shows up in mighty ways, it builds our faith, right? We should learn from God's instructions to remind ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, and the watching world that God is the one true God. This holiday season, do not forget the miraculous way that God intervened into the affairs of men to establish our great nation. This Christmas, remember how he gave his son to save us from our sins. Let's move on. Number two, expect something will not go as planned. For one holiday meal, I made the sweet potatoes that I make every year. And after I placed the marshmallows on the top of them and I popped them into the oven, I forgot. I got distracted. And of course, the marshmallows burned to a crisp. I was disappointed in myself for the blunder, but I laughed at my carelessness while carefully peeling off the layer of scorched marshmallows. We live in the country, so that means that we're not on city water or septic. And one year, when our whole family and extended family were here visiting, our septic tank decided not to work. That means it backs up into the house. I could go on to discuss the details of what entails that experience, but suffice it to say that the whole family was forced to do their business outside in a makeshift outhouse. For you city slickers and the city slickers in our family, that type of roughing it was almost too much for them to handle. Oh, I remember my mom. But we all laughed about the poor timing of the catastrophe, and we survived the weekend with no worse for the wear. And today, that mishap is one of our family's funniest holiday memories. Often, it's those unexpected trials that actually knit together the hearts of a family as they work together to survive the crisis. Realize that your trial may not be about you. The trial is not wasted if we respond to the difficulty. I'm going to say that again because I read it wrong. The trial is wasted if we respond to the difficulty with anger or discouragement. Wow. Realize the trial may not be about you. Our kids learn best how to manage life's ups and downs, not by what we tell them, by how they see us respond. If our kids see us work together in a crisis, turn our eyes towards Christ for wisdom and strength, fight for joy, and make the best of a bad situation, guess what? That will become their normal. And when life throws them a curveball, and it will, their normal natural response will be likely to mimic how they observed your response. That can be great or it can be painful, right? Number three, deal with any unresolved feelings of unforgiveness. Family coming together for the holidays can be a time of joy, but it can also be a time of conflict. For some, the obligatory family time brings to the surface past unresolved conflicts or painful experiences. While you cannot do anything about that relative who regularly disappoints you, you can do something about your own heart. If you're a believer, the Spirit indwells you, and therefore you have been granted the power to break free from the bondage of an unforgiving heart. When you come to realize that your sin of resentment or unforgiveness is just as ugly in God's eyes as whatever wrong that other person has done to you, then you're ready to repent and to ask God to help you lay aside whatever hurt feelings that you've been carrying around. Number four, set up boundaries when necessary. While it is crucial to your own spiritual growth and peace of mind that you refuse to hold animosity towards someone, it is also important to realize when it's time to set up boundaries to keep peace in your family. If a particular family member insists on being belligerent, regularly drinks too much, or spoils the day, it's appropriate to outline the boundaries if you are hosting the holiday in your home. If overindulgence in alcohol has spoiled your family gatherings, have the courage. Ask your guests not to bring alcohol to your event. If they're offended, you can explain to them that you care for them and you'd love for them to be at your celebration. But alcohol is often the catalyst for a disaster, and you've decided it's just not going to be welcome at your party. For us, when our kids were growing up, we didn't want our kids around adults consuming alcohol, in excess or not. There's so much alcoholism in my family that we were deeply convicted that we should not expose our kids to social drinking. I know others may have thought that we were being too extreme, but when it comes to our kids, we relied on the leading and conviction of the Spirit rather than the pressure from family who may have mocked us for our stance. Number five. Prepare your holiday meal early and shop ahead of time. When the holidays approach, you may have a little anxiety over the extra work that it's involved. While it's fun to try out new recipes, this is not the time to try some recipe that you saw online. Prepare as much as you can in advance. Did you know you can peel the potatoes early and leave them soaking in cold water in the refrigerator until you're ready to cut them and boil them? Mind-blowing, right? Am I the only one who's always scrambling to peel potatoes at the last minute on the day that everything else is ready? Enlist the help of others. It's a good idea to ask your guests to bring food, to bring their favorite side dish. Consider this wise counsel. Proverbs 15:7. Better is a dinner of herbs where there is love than a fatted calf with hatred. Number six, let peace begin with you. Romans 12:18 offers this advice. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Peaceable people raise peaceable people. If you want to raise a generation who learns to choose peace, let it begin with you in your home, at your family functions. Let it begin with you. Number seven, think the best about others. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Believes all things means to believe the best about another person. When you interact with family during the holidays, ask God to give you His love for them. Ask God to help you see them through His eyes. And ask God through you to offer them the same grace that He has granted to you through His Son's sacrifice on the cross. Number eight, don't assign wrong motives to people's actions. When you choose to believe the best about others, it will help you resist the temptation to assign wrong motives to how they've interacted with you. And it will help you cover with love when they don't measure up to your expectations. Number nine, fight for joy. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." If that was Nehemiah's battle cry to the children of Israel as they worked on the wall, I think it's a good one for our families as well. If you find yourself grieving the loss of a loved one on this holiday, my heart's with you. I miss my mom most during the holidays. I especially miss my mother-in-law, who always was twittering around the kitchen, making meals for all of us. And she was so joyful and so much laughter. Let the tears fall when they come. Share with your family your favorite memories of the one who has passed. I'm getting a little teared up. I know that even in that grief, his joy can be your strength. Life is wonderful and fun and difficult and hard, but like my husband says in our book, The Marriage Mentored Life, this is life for all of us. It's the people who fight for joy amidst the trials who find strength to stand, and their joy will be a light that shines the love of Christ to a generation who is desperately looking for hope. And the last point, number 10, is express gratitude. This holiday season, when you gather around the table, when you pass out the gifts, make it a point to turn off the TV, turn off your cell phones, encourage your family to speak of God's faithfulness in your life. Choose a few verses from the Bible. If you have time, consider writing those verses on place cards. Invite your guests to read them out loud. For Christmas, we always read the Christmas story. In fact, this last year, my granddaughter, who's 13, recited a good portion of the Christmas story from scripture that she had memorized. It was glorious. Whether you're hosting a holiday meal or spending it alone, don't lose sight of the point of the holiday. Thanksgiving is a memorial of gratitude to God that we must pass from generation to generation. Christmas is a celebration of God's incredible gift of redemption and mercy offered to mankind through the birth, death, and resurrection of his son, Jesus. And if you're celebrating Hanukkah and you are one of my Messianic Jewish friends, then celebrate your Messiah. Keep your focus on God and his unbelievable grace and kindness in your life. Count your blessings and thank God for his providential hand through history. Know that God is in control and no one can thwart his plan. The same Lord who held back the Jordan for Israel is the one who works mightily on your behalf and mine, if you humbly walk in obedience to Christ. As God continues to accomplish his plan through the ages, you can trust him to make himself known among the nations for his kingdom and his glory. This holiday season, what if you made that your goal too? If you apply these 10 principles to help you shine brightly the hope of Christ this holiday season, I'm pretty sure you will enjoy your holidays and you'll have no regrets. Thanks so much for joining me. Happy holidays.